Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Gnar Trees podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Breakneck. China's quest to engineer the future is a front-row tour through the factory floors, research labs, and city halls that have turned China into the world's most formidable builder of physical technologies. Dan Wang, known for his widely read analyses from the ground in China, assembles years of observation into a coherent narrative about how a nation fused industrial policy, process engineering, and relentless iteration to dominate hard tech sectors from batteries and solar to machine tools and high-speed rail. Rather than centering on headline-grabbing platforms or purely digital ventures, this book focuses on the gritty details that move atoms, not pixels. Wang argues that the frontier of progress is increasingly found where materials meet manufacturing discipline, where thousands of suppliers cooperate with engineers to raise yields, compress development cycles, and push down costs at unprecedented speed. What makes the story compelling is its human scale. Breakneck is animated by technicians who fine-tune tooling at 2 a.m., purchasing managers who orchestrate complex networks of Tier 2 and Tier 3 suppliers, and municipal officials who shape industrial clusters with land, power, and patient capital. Through their decisions, China has built an engineering culture that prizes the production line as a site of invention. The result is a strategic shift with global stakes, a rebalancing of power toward nations that can make advanced physical goods at scale. Whether you are an entrepreneur, policymaker, investor, or student of technology, this book offers an essential map to the forces remaking the world economy, and a clear look at the opportunities and risks in an era defined by speed, scale, and supply chains. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, manufacturing renaissance and the culture of process engineering. Breakneck places manufacturing at the center of technological progress, reframing innovation as a habit practiced daily on the shop floor rather than a eureka event in a lab. Dan Wang traces how China built a culture in which process engineers, tooling specialists, and line supervisors are celebrated as protagonists of advancement. The heart of the story is not the one-off invention, but the steady mastery of processes that raises yields, compresses costs, and shortens development cycles. The book shows how dense supplier ecosystems enable this culture. In clusters like the Pearl River Delta and the Yangtze River Delta, it is possible to source a custom fixture before lunch, get a tooling tweak by dinner, and run a pilot line by morning. This speed is not accidental. It arises from the geographic proximity of thousands of niche vendors, vocationally trained technicians, and contract manufacturers that can switch capacity quickly. Wang emphasizes that fast learning loops, not just cheap labor, are the decisive advantage. Every iteration informs the next, with engineers embedding lessons into fixtures, materials, and quality routines until precision becomes routine. Process engineering drives innovation because it lowers the penalty for trying and failing. If a company can spin a prototype enclosure in days and rework a stamping die overnight, it can test more variants and discover better designs. Over time, these compounding refinements produce step changes in performance and cost. The book highlights the role of machine tools, metrology, and industrial software that anchor this practice. Even when some equipment is imported, the talent to integrate and optimize it is domestic. China excels at the hard work of productionization, the translation of a drawing into a reliable, high-volume process. Wang also explores the social infrastructure behind this manufacturing renaissance. Vocational schools funnel millions into technician roles. Local governments invest in power, logistics, and industrial parks. Supplier finance and payment terms grease the wheels of small firm experimentation. The result is a culture where incrementalism is not mediocrity, but a disciplined path to excellence. It is this ethos, more than any single breakthrough, that explains China's acceleration in sectors like consumer electronics assembly, home appliances, and increasingly in higher complexity products. A notable theme is respect for constraints. Chinese firms learn to optimize within real-world limits of materials, tolerance stacks, and scheduling friction. That constraint-minded creativity builds resilience. When shocks hit supply chains, teams that live close to the line are better at workarounds. Breakneck argues that in a world of tight energy, climate, and geopolitical constraints, process engineering competence becomes a strategic asset. Countries and firms that can translate ideas into reliable production will set the pace for the next era of technology. Secondly, industrial policy, local governments, and the allocation of momentum. Breakneck dissects the machinery of Chinese industrial policy with precision and nuance. Rather than a monolith, Wang portrays an ecosystem in which central directives, provincial ambitions, city-level cluster strategies, and firm-level hustle collide and co-evolve. The book details how land policy, low-cost utilities, tax incentives, and government guidance funds assemble the conditions for capital-intensive industries to take root. Industrial parks provide power at scale, consolidated permitting, and quick approvals. In return, firms commit to capacity, hiring, and technology milestones. A key insight is the role of local governments as portfolio managers. City officials back multiple contenders in a target sector, allow competition to run, then double down on the winners. This adaptive allocation accelerates learning and reduces the risk of betting on a single champion too early. Wang explores how this approach built deep capabilities in areas like automotive supply chains, photovoltaics, and advanced materials. Public capital is often catalytic rather than controlling. It fills gaps in early tooling, pilot lines, or land development that private investors would consider too lumpy or long-dated. The book does not romanticize policy. It acknowledges risks of overcapacity, copycat investment, and periodic corruption. Yet it argues that the system has become faster at correcting course. When a sector overheats, inspections tighten and subsidies shift. When a local program underperforms, talent and credit migrate to more dynamic clusters. These feedback loops are enabled by a dense layer of intermediaries. Industrial park operators, bank branch managers, and public research institutes that transfer knowledge across firms. Policy is most effective when it amplifies the learning already happening in supply chains. Wang contrasts this with the underappreciated cost of policy uncertainty elsewhere. In countries where permitting is slow, energy is expensive, or public support is sporadic, even world-class innovators struggle to scale physical production. By comparison, a Chinese city can assemble land, utilities, and approvals in months. This speed opens the door to experiments that would otherwise stall. The system, for all its flaws, delivers a sense of inevitability to projects that require heavy capex and long gestation. An essential theme is the pivot from consumer internet toward hard tech. After regulatory shocks to platform firms, policy attention moved to areas like semiconductors, batteries, and industrial software. Wang shows how this reorientation reshaped talent flows and capital markets, drawing engineers into factories and materials labs. While the book acknowledges the frictions of state intervention, it ultimately argues that China's institutional capacity to build at scale is a competitive advantage in an era when nations are racing to reindustrialize. Thirdly, decoupling, semiconductors, and the new geography of choke points, one of the most consequential chapters in Breakneck, concerns semiconductors and the broader dynamics of technological decoupling. Wang maps the choke points that structure the global chip industry. Extreme ultraviolet lithography controlled by a single European supplier, electronic design automation concentrated in a few American firms, specialized materials and deposition equipment sourced from a narrow set of countries. These bottlenecks underpin export controls and define the boundaries of what any nation can accomplish alone. Within these constraints, China has pursued a multi-pronged strategy. First, it is pushing for domestic substitution in mature nodes, investing heavily in equipment, chemicals, and trailing-edge logic and analog chips that feed autos, appliances, and industrial controls. Second, it is building strength in packaging and advanced assembly, where the line between manufacturing and design blurs and integration skill matters. Third, it is diversifying supply chains for critical inputs, while developing contingencies to route around single points of failure. Wang cautions against simplistic narratives. China's chip efforts face real barriers at the bleeding edge, and timelines are uncertain. Yet the book emphasizes the compound value of process learning even at older nodes. A nation that dominates power electronics, microcontrollers, sensors, and memory packaging can exert significant influence across the physical economy. Moreover, the act of building capability in equipment and materials raises the ceiling of future progress. The distinction between frontier and mature is contextual. When vehicles, grid equipment, and industrial automation rely on robust, cost-effective chips, mastery of so-called mature processes becomes strategic leverage. Decoupling extends beyond semiconductors. Wang explores how telecom, AI compute, and cloud services are being reshaped by controls and compliance regimes. Firms split product lines for different markets, create dual supply chains, and maintain inventories to weather licensing shocks. This rewiring imposes real cost, but it also stimulates regional capacity building in allied countries and accelerates a rethink of what autonomy means. For China, the policy response is self-reliance framed as resilience, an argument for building a minimum viable stack in as many layers of the technology pyramid as possible. The global implications are profound. Innovation now proceeds within a lattice of rules, licenses, and geopolitical calculations. Firms weigh access to talent, customers, and capital against the risk of becoming entangled in sanctions. Breakneck argues that advantage will favor those who can pragmatically assemble functional stacks that meet domestic needs while staying connected enough to absorb external knowledge. In chips and beyond, the contest is not only about peak performance, but also about reliable sufficiency at scale. That is a race China has trained for by mastering the production disciplines that bind complex systems into real products. Fourthly, the green industrial revolution, EVs, batteries, and solar at scale. A centerpiece of Breakneck is the account of China's ascent in clean energy manufacturing. Dan Wang chronicles how a decade of aligned policy, capital, and engineering delivered dominant positions in solar modules, lithium-ion batteries, and increasingly in electric vehicles and grid equipment. The book connects cost curves to physical realities, gigawatt-scale factories, materials handling expertise, and relentless yield improvement drive prices down far more than exotic lab breakthroughs. Learning by doing becomes visible in every process step, from slurry mixing and calendaring in battery production to wafer slicing and cell passivation in photovoltaics. In batteries, China assembled an unmatched upstream to downstream chain. Materials producers refine lithium, nickel, and manganese. Separator and electrolyte suppliers co-locate with cell makers. Pack assemblers integrate with vehicle platforms. This proximity reduces lead times and fosters incremental improvement, where small tweaks compound into large gains in energy density and durability. Companies iterate chemistry alongside manufacturing discipline, enabling rapid deployment of innovations such as high manganese cathodes or sodium ion variants when economics justify. Wang's point is that scale itself is an innovation surface. Big factories teach lessons that pilot lines cannot. Electric vehicles are the downstream beneficiary. Integrating batteries, motors, power electronics, and software into reliable vehicles requires coordination across hundreds of suppliers. Chinese automakers and their partners learn to design for manufacturability, stripping cost while improving performance. Modular architectures, standardized components, and shared platforms allow models to refresh quickly. Combined with intense domestic competition and a supportive charging ecosystem, the outcome is a suite of vehicles that compete globally on both price and features. Solar tells a parallel story. Step changes in wafer size, thinner slicing, and better passivation reduced material usage while raising output, driving module costs down, even as efficiency improved. Chinese firms mastered ingot growth, wafering, cell manufacturing, and module assembly at volumes that made learning compounding unstoppable. Downstream, construction firms and grid operators learned to plan, finance, and connect at speed, creating domestic demand that de-risked investment in new capacity. Breakneck also considers global consequences. Export waves of EVs, batteries, and solar gear challenge producers elsewhere, while accelerating the energy transition. Policymakers respond with tariffs, local content rules, and subsidies aimed at rebuilding domestic manufacturing. Wang avoids easy morality tales. He invites readers to see the system effects. If the goal is decarbonization, abundant high-quality hardware matters. The competitive pressure is forcing the rest of the world to sharpen execution, invest in industrial capabilities, and redesign permitting to actually build. In this sense, China's green manufacturing machine is not only a commercial story, but also a planetary one. It changes what is feasible for climate progress by lowering the cost of the physical tools we need. Lastly, innovation models, talent, and the future of making. Breakneck challenges the binary of imitation versus invention by describing an innovation model built on productization and execution. Wang argues that the act of moving from prototype to scaled production is itself a frontier. Hardware-centric ecosystems like Shenzhen thrive because they minimize friction between idea, part, and product. Engineers can source components in hours, test on real lines in days, and gather field data in weeks. The learning loop is tight enough that customer feedback, supplier insight, and process tweaks fuse into continuous improvement. This is innovation as metabolism. Talent is the flywheel. China has invested heavily in engineering education, from elite universities to vocational schools. The book highlights the underappreciated prestige of hands-on technical roles and the career ladders within factories that reward competence. Process engineers who reduce scrap, technicians who raise uptime, and managers who orchestrate multi-vendor ramp-ups are central actors. Migrant workers and young graduates form teams that can stand up a new line with remarkable speed, often improvising fixtures, SOPs, and quality gates on the fly. This practice produces a shared tacit knowledge that is hard to codify and harder to replicate at a distance. Wang does not ignore headwinds. Demographic aging, real estate overhangs, and the policy whiplash that hit consumer internet firms all weigh on sentiment. Some entrepreneurs worry about regulatory unpredictability and the room for private initiative. Yet the book suggests that the pivot to hard tech has created a new social contract for ambitious builders. Bring tangible capabilities, create jobs, integrate with national goals, and the state will provide room and resources to scale. In this environment, the best founders are part engineer, part diplomat, and part supply chain strategist. Software and AI are not sidelined, they are fused into the factory. Industrial software, machine vision, and robotics augment workers and shrink variability. Data from lines guide preventive maintenance, scheduling, and yield diagnosis. As AI models improve, they will increasingly sit inside machines, not just on servers, accelerating setup and tuning. The locus of value is the intersection of code and capital equipment, where a point of accuracy translates directly into fewer defects and faster ramp. Looking forward, Breakneck offers a pragmatic forecast. In fields where physical scale, integration, and cost compression matter, expect China to push hard and often lead. In areas that rely on deep, open international collaboration at the absolute frontier, expect progress to be bumpier. The guide star remains the same. Nations that nurture dense supplier networks, respect process discipline, and mobilize talent into factories will capture the next wave of industrial value. For readers outside China, the lesson is actionable. Build places where making is easy, celebrate process engineering, and rebuild the connective tissue between labs, suppliers, and production lines. That is how to compete with a system trained to turn ambition into working hardware at breathtaking speed. In conclusion, Breakneck is essential reading for builders, policymakers, investors, and students who want to understand where technological power is actually created. If your work touches manufacturing, supply chains, climate technology, or national competitiveness, this book equips you with a vocabulary and a mental model for how progress happens in the physical world. Dan Wang replaces cliches with on-the-ground detail, showing how technicians, process engineers, suppliers, and local officials jointly produce speed and reliability. For founders in hardware or climate tech, his account clarifies which capabilities to internalize, which partnerships to cultivate, and how to design for manufacturability from day one. Policymakers will benefit from the book's clear view of the levers that matter: predictable permitting, affordable power, industrial park infrastructure, and public capital that crowds in private investment. Rather than importing templates blindly, you can adapt the principles to local context, building clusters that compress iteration time and raise hit rates. Investors will appreciate the lens on process risk and learning curves, enabling better judgments about when scale itself is a competitive moat. Students and career switchers will see why hands-on engineering roles are ascendant in an era where making real things defines strategic advantage. Why choose this book over others on China or tech policy? Many titles recount geopolitics or macro trends at a high level. Breakneck does the harder work of explaining how products actually get made, where cost advantages really come from, and why the factory floor is a site of invention. It is both analytical and practical, rooted in observation rather than speculation. That makes it immediately useful. You can apply its insights to company strategy, investment theses, or public policy design. The personal payoff is concrete. Reading this book can change how you evaluate suppliers, structure pilot runs, choose locations, and hire for process excellence. It can help you spot durable moats built on yield improvement and integration skill rather than headlines. In a decade defined by reindustrialization and energy transition, that perspective is a durable edge. Buy this book if you want to see the world as an engineer, understand China without illusions, and act with confidence in the domains where speed, scale, and execution win. If you would like to support Dan Wang, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.